Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. Rain, especially in a dry year, is the greatest gift a farmer can ask for. But when precipitation runs off the field, that moisture is lost to the growing crop. What makes rainwater escape a field? SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly explains.
We're seeing too much tillage going on and not enough crop residues protecting the soil. 50 years ago, our soils, have degraded in those 50 years because of extended tillage periods. The aggregates in the soil are disappearing, and so the structure is going away. And so when the rains do come, and in this year they're very important, we have to get that water into the soil. We shouldn't see any runoff happening.
Bly believes summer rain events seem to be less frequent than in years past, and when they do occur, the storms can be quite strong.
These rains are stacking up. They're coming with more ferocity, more intensity, and so it's just way more important to protect our natural resources, which is the rain, getting it in the soil, and the soil itself, keeping that in place, and we get there by following the soil health principles.
Those principles of soil health start with limiting soil disturbance and keeping the soil covered. Bly explains residue left on the field after harvest buffers the intensity of falling raindrops. In addition, soils planted without tillage are better able to absorb the moisture, soaking it into the root zone versus leaving the field as runoff. Visit extension.sdstate.edu to discover more on the five principles of soil health.